You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today, I feature student and up-and-coming musician on the violin, Emilio Vavages. Hey, Emilio, thanks for coming in today to share your story. I'm really excited to hear all about the good things that you're involved in, what you're doing musically and as a student. So first, let's start off with introductions. Can you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi, my name is Emilio Vavages, and I'm a student. I go to school at Apollo Middle School. I'm in seventh grade, and I'm 13.
So what would you say are some of your favorite subjects in school?
English, language, arts, and social studies.
Cool. So what is it about those subjects that you most enjoy?
Maybe because they're like kind of on writing, and I like history.
And what about any extracurricular programs that you're a part of?
I'm in a program where like we build like carpentry, I guess, and we just build chairs and benches.
Okay, so when did you start doing that program?
I think in like December.
So when you do these programs, what are some of the things that you've done?
Build benches and like picnic tables.
Cool. So when you first got into the program and you didn't know anything at all about how to handle tools or anything like that, what is the best thing you like about this?
You get to learn like how to make stuff like a bench, and you could probably sell it like way later on in life.
So you see yourself doing something like that in the future, I guess, being a part of it?
Maybe, or like making stuff for my family.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Mm. Is there another program that you like?
I'm also in like two orchestra honors program, Southern Arizona and Sunnyside High School.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you're a part of those two. So the first one was Southern Arizona Orchestra program?
Yeah.
So you're in honors for that. And then as well as in the Sunnyside School District, they also have an honors program for orchestra.
Yeah.
Is that just with your school, or is it with a lot of other schools?
I'm pretty sure there's like a lot of other schools with it.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. How do you feel about that, that you're actually a part of those two? And it says a lot about how you play.
It seems pretty cool.
So can you talk a little bit more about your musical journey? When did that start? How old were you?
I think it was like fourth grade, and I just like decided I wanted to get into music because the rest of my family plays music. And then I just kind of stuck with it.
And did you want to play the violin, or were there other instruments in the beginning that you thought you were going to try first?
No, I just really wanted to try the violin.
And was it hard to learn the violin? Is it hard?
Well, a lot of people say it's hard, but for me, I kind of just got real quick with it.
Yeah, so you're natural, huh?
I guess.
And we didn't even mention this, sorry, in the beginning, but Emilio is actually my nephew. He is my younger brother's only child. And we do come from a musical family. Our grandfather, Lester Vavages, he is an original violinist, an original member of the Gaachi Fiddlers. And they were a group that were around way back in the day. They're all members of the Thon'ahtum Nation. And they went as far as being invited to the Fiddle Festival in Port Townsend, Washington. They got invited in 1993. And there are a lot of other groups that have followed the Gaachi Fiddlers, that have learned their songs. And so just to give a little bit more background into not only mine's, but Emilio's background when it comes to music, as you've heard him talk about it, it's part of my family's ongoing tradition of a family of musicians. And not only with our grandfather, but our, who would be my dad, and my uncles, who of course would be then Emilio's grandfathers, all played in a band as well. They play Wairā music, which is the local tribal Thon'ahtum, or just Ahtum in general, social dance music. So it's up to us, the next generation, to carry on the music, whether the tradition of fiddle music or the tradition of Wairā music. And that's what we are doing. So, Emilio, back to you. How do you feel? I mean, I feel like you're the first one that has actually stuck with it in playing violin and is doing something with it.
I guess it's like pretty big deal. I just never really thought of it. I feel great that he stuck with it.
I know the family is pretty proud to see a young Vavages from the younger generation pick up the old style of music and play it and to revive those songs that we all heard growing up with when Grandpa Lester would be either fixing his violins or playing music live. Now we're hearing it live again through the new generation of Vavages. That's pretty awesome. So I applaud you, Emilio, for sticking with it. So with that being said, do you want to play, give a little sample of your playing really quick?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and turn my mic off and let you have the floor. That's awesome. So the songs that you play, can you tell us where they're from?
They're from my Grandpa Lester's, or great-grandpa Lester. When he's sung from the old tunes, Scotchy Fiddlers.
Yeah, and I believe they're Ari Oidak.
Polka.
Polka. Well, thank you so much for, you know, giving the listeners a little bit of taste for you, and hopefully y'all did enjoy. Now, back to the music. So when you're in orchestra, what is that like in school?
It's pretty cool, like playing with, like, for other people, like they get to enjoy like the music we learn. There's cello, bass, viola. Yeah, that's it.
And when you first started, are you required, do you have to learn how to read music notes?
Yeah, like, but they teach you.
So when you do have school programs or concerts, what times of years do you guys play in a concert or perform for the public?
We usually do like in like holidays, probably like Halloween and like Christmas concerts.
So do you have anything coming up soon?
Yeah, I'm thinking next month. I think it's like a fiddle themed one.
Who do you admire most in your family when it comes to musicianship?
Probably you two.
Me and your dad?
Yeah.
And for those listeners who maybe you're not familiar or don't know, I actually play the accordion. And yeah, we also just lost a very close family member, my uncle, Emilio's grandfather, Lucius Vavages Bott. But he was the drummer for our family band for many, many years. And he started when he was just a little boy with the family band. And throughout the years, he had an awesome, pretty much career as a musician. And just this past year, last year in around August, we formed the Vavages family band, which consists of myself and Emilio on violin, my brother on guitar, and it was my my uncle, Lucius, who was playing the drums. But sadly, we did lose him just last month. And it's just been, it's hard, but with the music, you know, we just have to keep going. That's what he would have wanted. And so talk a little bit about that experience, Emilio. What was it like at first when we decided we were going to be Vavage's family band? How did you feel about that?
Seemed pretty cool. And like you guys said that to have me on the band, it was a pretty awesome experience. I felt honored maybe a little.
With the time that, you know, we've been in the Vavage's family band, is there a favorite time or a favorite gig or a favorite memory that you have?
Probably our gigs. Like, I was just really happy to play with the band.
Yeah.
The family.
How did you feel when we first played our first gig and we were practicing? We practiced every weekend for that gig.
Yeah. I just feel excited when the time was coming, like, closer and closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you most looking forward to this year? And do you see yourself continuing to be a musician as you get older? Is the violin something you want to stick with, or are there other instruments that you're interested in learning?
I'm sticking to musician, and an instrument I've been wanting to play is maybe bass, probably. I don't know, just the hard tone or whatever, I guess. Maybe it could get me one step closer, because I also want to learn guitar maybe too.
I mean, you're still very, very young. You're 13 years old. You still have a lot of time, and music is definitely something that you started on your own with the backup from your family. And it's something that you see yourself doing pretty much the rest of your life, would you say?
Maybe, yeah. I also want to be powerlifting, maybe. It's basically where you compete in who's the strongest guy or whatever.
Really? Lifting weights?
Yeah, lifting heavy stones, big balls of stone and stuff.
Whoa.
Maybe tires, big tires, tractor tires.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's something that you're working on right now? You're lifting weights and getting strong?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And thank you for coming in and sharing a little bit of who you are and the music and playing for the listeners. Is there any shout outs that you want to give or anything you want to say before we end the interview?
I want to shout out to my family for being cool people, I guess, playing music. Mm-hmm. And shout out to my orchestra teacher, Mrs. Elizabeth Kupar. She's been helping me out this school year. Thank you for Grandma Penelope for taking care of me.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew, featuring student and up-and-coming musician Emilio Vavages. To hear the full conversation, go to kxei.org.